The Obama administration was on the defensive about its relationship with Rwanda at last Tuesday's House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on the conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. KPFA's Ann Garrison filed this report.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on the conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo was called to order by Delaware Congressman Christopher Smith.
So everybody, welcome to order and good afternoon. Today's hearing will examine U.S. policy regarding the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This conflict was exacerbated by Rwanda's interventions in neighboring Eastern Congo, as documented by the release of three United Nations reports this year. These reports confirmed Rwanda's support of militia who have ravaged and continue to plague this region. The State Department was unavailable to testify at our September 19th hearing on this issue, and the subcommittee promised at that time to follow up when state was available to testify. In the aftermath of the 1994 genocide, successive U.S. administrations have turned a blind eye to reports of Rwandan plundering of resources from the DRC and support for rebels who have devastated Eastern Congo and its people. It seems that guilt over the Clinton administration's colossal failure responding effectively, as they did not, to the genocide in Rwanda has led to subsequent U.S. administrations being reluctant to criticize the government of Rwanda. With these U.N. reports on that government's behavior in the DRC, we must overcome our regret over what happened 18 years ago. As an NGO letter to President Obama points out, the United States is now out of step with our European allies who have cut aid to Rwanda because of their interference in the DRC.
Undersecretary of State for African Affairs, Johnny Carson, indignantly dismissed the suggestion that the administration had delayed release of the Group of Experts report and gone out of its way to protect the USA's longstanding ally and military partner, Rwanda.
There are rumors, maybe they're just rumors, that the administration sought to delay the UN Group of Experts report on the DRC this past summer and attempted to soften criticism of Rwandan involvement with M23. Can you speak to that?
I reject that as out of hand.
The Group of Experts recommended sanctions, specifically travel bans and asset seizures, targeted against top Rwandan officials proven to be commanding M23 from within Rwanda. They included Rwandan General Charles Kayonga and Rwandan Defense Minister James Karebe. But Carson said that the administration would welcome Rwanda onto the Security Council as a member in good standing with high hopes.
And one final question. The Rwandans join the UN Security Council next year. Does that have any bearing on what our policy will be, particularly when it comes to sanctions, since they will be on the Security Council?
No, it does not. I would just hope that the Rwandans, when they join the council, will carry out their duties in a responsible and thoughtful way, just as the other 15 members of the Security Council do.
Congolese and peace and social justice activists have expressed outrage that Rwanda will take a seat on the UN Security Council in January. For more on Eastern Congo conflict, tune in to KPFA's Morning Mix at 8 a.m. on Monday with host Sabrina Jacobs. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.